I'm Peter Solomon. It's the morning show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. And today I am joined by guitarist Zach Harris, who I know to be one of the busiest musicians around the Twin Cities. He plays in a lot of different groups, including a few different projects of his own. A couple of things to know about him. He's playing the Twin Cities Jazz Festival Saturday, June 20th. He'll be on the AARP Minnesota main stage in Mears Park playing at 4 p.m. And shortly after that, he's got this brand new project out called American Reckoning, and he'll probably talk about some of his other musical projects as well, including the Atlantis Quartet. Zach, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I guess I want to talk first about this brand new project. It's called American Reckoning, and there's a pastoral quality to the music that reminds me a little bit of artists like Bill Frisell. And
sure.
There are two artists that are specifically mentioned on your website, Pat Metheny and Gary Burton, which makes a lot of sense to me. But can you talk about their influence and I guess the sound that you're going for with this record?
Yeah, well, I should say first that this is actually a follow-up to a 2017 album called American Reverie. And that project started when I was actually visiting my mom with my family in Virginia, and we were looking over like the Blue Ridge Mountains, and even though it's about a different Shenandoah, the song Shenandoah just popped in my head and I couldn't get rid of it. Back that Sunday, and at the time I had this long-standing wine bar gig at the Riverview Wine Bar, and Lars Eric Larson was subbing on drums and Matt Peterson was the usual bassist, and I scratched out this, like, you know, somewhat of a reharm of that tune, and we played it, and I was like, this feels great, I'm gonna write some more arrangements like this. And that album had a lot of success in terms of both some critical acclaim, and just a lot of people really love it, because so much of the other stuff I do is more kind of like intense, esoteric jazz. And this was something where everybody knew these tunes and could connect to them. And so this is a follow-up. In the years since that album came out, we continued to play as a trio, and new arrangements popped up. And last summer, we had opportunity to record again, and then now the record's coming out. The influence, certainly, of Bill Frisell is undeniable in any kind of jazz lens of Americana music. In fact, when I did that first record, I intentionally didn't listen to Bill Frisell for 2 years so that the influence wasn't too obvious or too direct. In terms of the Metheny, Gary Burton stuff, that's actually from a quote from Jazzwise magazine, I think. And interestingly, like, while I love Pat Metheny, I would not call him one of my biggest influences. However, I am oftentimes compared to him by others. So, you know, sometimes you just end up in the same kind of aesthetic, I guess, as another musician.
Apples and oranges, though, yeah. I guess. Yeah, he's obviously got his own sound and instrumentation that he employs. So talk to me about the title of the album. And there's some verses on the inside, and I want to ask you to read those and then talk about what this is about.
This album is, like I said, a follow-up to the first one. And in 2017, when American Reverie came out, I think that there was a certain level of questioning and disillusionment with things in this country, like a deep love for the American dream, the American pastoral, like, you know, history and things like that. But then also a lot of things that were, in my opinion, like challenging to that great history and that great kind of moral compass that I've always held it to. And now here we are again, and it seems that those conflicts within our nation are coming to a head. And so I thought that this was a good follow-up. Of course, you know, there's continuing the kind of similar sounding words. Reverie and Reckoning was part of it as well. The verse in here was something that I wrote as I did the graphic design for this as well. And as I was doing it, I just started thinking, like, oh, it'd be nice to maybe put some kind of a poem or verse in there. And so it reads, "Here we stand in the quiet moments before first light, never more connected, never more alone. Before us, a river, a meadow, a way forward. But the past holds us like a ghost in a radio, its songs lingering, a time for reckoning."
So you open with Amazing Grace. Can you talk about that choice?
Yeah. I mean, this is such a beautiful song. I feel like it would be hard to find someone who's lived here for a while who doesn't know it. It was a tune that I think I just started kind of playing it solo guitar one day and did some very subtle reharmonizations to it to make it a little bit more melancholy, turning the four chord into a minor chord for the music nerds out there. But I wanted to give it kind of an upbeat feel too, to kind of contrast that rather than it just being like this full of sadness kind of thing. So, and added some other parts to it. So that's a great tune that's always, you know, floating through the air, I feel like, here in the U.S. Hard Times is a Stephen Foster tune from the 19th century that I had heard before, but actually my wife was singing with a friend of hers and they did a version of it. And again, these are all songs that just get kind of stuck in my head and then I have to eventually work them out on the guitar. And the treatment of that is pretty straightforward, honestly. There's just a few chords in there, but I feel like that's just a beautiful song. House of the Rising Sun, one of the most recorded traditional tunes out there. And for this one, we just gave it like a 7/4 feel.
I want to interject real quick. I mean, so there's three songs on here at least that I would connect to Bob Dylan.
Sure.
Obviously, House of the Rising Sun, his arrangement came from Dave Van Ronk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's also I Shall Be Released, which is a song that Nina Simone also recorded, and Masters of War, which is just one of his really hard-hitting social critiques. I mean, so talk about why you chose these Bob Dylan songs.
Well, first of all, I love Bob Dylan. That's, you know, a huge part of it. Those songs are always floating around in my head. And for I Shall Be Released, that's a tune where we would, when we were playing together live, we would just kind of do this long kind of open ambient intro and then get into the song. And that just kind of happened through me suggesting we try it. And it turned out to be a really beautiful sound, I thought. And so when it came time to do the record, we wanted to do it. It feels very cathartic to me at the end of the record. And then Masters of War is something that I decided to arrange and actually recorded it long after we did the trio recording. And it was after all of the stuff going on with ICE and immigration enforcement here in the Twin Cities. And I just recorded it with a couple acoustic guitar tracks in my home studio. And I just felt like it was appropriate for this time and place.
No, on the other hand, God Only Knows, this gorgeous song by Brian Wilson. I mean, I feel like a lot of jazz musicians have actually picked up on this tune. Got such a beautiful melody and chords. What attracted you to that song?
Exactly that. The melody and chords are just undeniably beautiful. You know, I think that it's one of the greatest pop songs ever written. And as is the theme through most of this, it just is a song that when I hear it, it doesn't leave me for, you know, it seems like weeks. We really stuck pretty close to the song as it's written because of how just beautiful it is already.
This group, it seems like there's a big emphasis on melody. I want to kind of shift gears and tell me about some of the other projects you have going on. So you're going to be performing, as I mentioned, June 20th at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival on the main stage. What group are you bringing there?
That's a group called Zach Harris Group. Initially, I started it with JT Bates on drums, Brian Nichols on piano, and Chris Bates on bass back in 2009. After hearing that trio play, and, you know, they very much, when they play together, remind me of the 60s Miles Davis quintet rhythm section. And I wanted to kind of explore that. And the first album I put out under my name was in 2012 with that group. And then Brandon Wozniak, who also plays in Atlantis Quartet, was on several of the tracks. And since then, I mostly have been playing with that group as a quintet. In 2021, we recorded with that same lineup, plus John Raymond, great trumpet player from here in the Twin Cities, lives in Indiana now. And so we did a little touring as a sextet with that record, Small Wonders. And then after that, JT got so busy with Bonnie Light Horseman and all the other amazing things that he does. So Pete James Johnson started playing in the group. And the last record, which came out in 2024, called Chasing Shadows, features him. And again, it went back to a quintet. Main stage performance at Jazz Fest, we're going to be playing as that group with Brian Murray playing on saxophone, though. Great tenor player here in town now. That music is all, you know, some people might be familiar with the group Atlantis Quartet, which I've played in since 2006 or 7. Here in the Twin Cities, we've put out a number of records. And I think for me, like the contrast between the two is that Pete Hennig and I split the majority of the writing duties in Atlantis Quartet, with Brandon and Chris also contributing. But in this group, it's just all my music, and having the piano there as a kind of foil to the guitar is a really important aspect of that. Sometimes I'll write something and right away I'm like, oh, this is an Atlantis Quartet tune, or this is a Zach Harris Group tune.
Was it late last year that the Atlantis Quartet came out with an album?
That's right, yeah. Late fall of 2025, we did, I think, our sixth album, which was Live at Berlin, which we recorded at the club in the North Loop here in Minneapolis the first or second weekend they were open.
So tell me a little bit about that group.
That's a group that started when I was pretty new to town. I'd been here for maybe a year. I had met Pete Hennig, a great drummer. And he had met Brandon Wozniak, who had also recently moved here. His folks were living here and stuff. He had moved back here from New York, basically. And at the time, we had a different bass player named Travis Schilling. And we started getting together as kind of just a workshop collective. We would get together once a week, and everybody would write tunes, and we would kind of work them out. And we were just all, I think, pretty young and trying to work through learning this music and trying to deal with complicated concepts and compositions and things like that. And then we started performing out and had some good success. Travis decided to move on a couple years later, and we brought in Chris Bates, which was a great addition, obviously. Chris is one of our greatest bass players here in town. We've been a band now for, I guess, 20 years, which is a long time to kind of keep everybody on side.
What are you most excited about coming up? Obviously, you've got the release of this new album. Is there going to be another gig for the trio that's featured on this recording, American Reckoning?
Yeah, for the American Reckoning album, it comes out June 26th, but we're doing an album release at Ice House in Minneapolis on Nicolet on Friday, July 10th.
Okay.
And doing a co-bill with the great guitarist Eric Koskinen. So that's going to be a really fun night. Aside from that, I'm just really excited about this performance at the Twin Cities Jazz Fest. I also direct the Dakota Ensemble through McPhail, And they're going to be performing earlier that day on June 20th alongside Walker West, starting at noon, going till like 1:30. So I'll be down there early listening to them and really probably just kind of hanging out all day. Sullivan Fortner is playing on the main stage after us, probably like an hour later or something. And he's one of the greatest living pianists out there. So I'm very excited to hear him and his group. And a lot of great artists. It's going to be a great time.
My guest was guitarist Zach Harris, who will be playing the Twin Cities Jazz Festival Saturday, June 20th at 4 p.m. at Mears Park. You can learn more about Zach at zachharris.com. That's Zach spelled with two C's. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.